Okay, so let's go ahead and practice creating a network load balancer. So let's create a network load balancer right here, and we're going to call this one demo NLB. And so we will choose an internet facing load balancer of IPv4. In terms of network mapping, I will use the VPC I have, and I will take every availability zone, so the three I have. And as you can see, for each AZ, there's a subnet, and then there is an IPv4 address that is assigned by AWS. So that means that for each AZ that you enable for your network load balancer, you're going to get a fixed IPv4 address. And in that case, this is going to be assigned by AWS. But if you had an Elastic IP, you could use an Elastic IP address instead for each specific availability zones. Okay, next we can attach a security group to our network load balancer, and this is recommended. So this is new, and the way we do it is that we can create a security group. I call this one demo SGNLB. And for inbound rules, we're going to allow anyone on port 80. So we'll have HTTP from anywhere. And outbound rules is fine. So let's create the security group and demo SG for NLB. We have the description. So we're good. We're going to now use this demo security group. So I'm going to refresh this and choose my demo SGNLB and remove the default. Okay. So the idea is that similarly to application load balancers, for network load balancers, you also attach a security group and then this control traffic to your network load balancer. In terms of listeners and routing, we're going to have a protocol. So you can use TCP, TCP UDP, TLS, or UDP. We'll use TCP over port 80. And then we have a target group we should send it to. So let's create a target group. And this one is going to be specifically for a network load balancer. And so as such, I'm going to choose instances in here. And the target group is going to be called demo TGNLB. The protocol is going to be TCP on port 80 because we're using a network load balancer. And we'll use the VPC as before. For the health check, we have different options, so TCP, HTTP, or HTTPS. But because we have an HTTP application running on our EC2 instances, we'll use HTTP. And for the advanced health check settings, we'll just define the healthy threshold to be 2, and the timeout to be 2 seconds, and the interval to be 5 seconds. So let's click on Next, and then we are going to register targets. So my two available instances, I'm going to click here to include them as pending below, and create the target group. So now that we have created our demo TGNLB, we can go ahead, click on it to have it in a different page. And I'm going to go into my network balancer and refresh this and select my demo TGNLB. Perfect. Now let's scroll down and we have done the configuration of our network load balancer. So let's create this network load balancer and switch right away to its page. Now let's wait for it to be provisioned and we're good to go. Okay, so my network load balancer is now active. And so if I enter the URL in my web browser, as we can see right now, it doesn't seem to work. So let's observe the kind of problems we may have with our load balancer. So if we look at the target group right now and refresh this page, it looks like my instances are still in the initial phase of being checked. So let me come back and see if they're healthy or unhealthy. And so they are unhealthy because the health checks have failed. So the idea is that if we look at these instances and we look at the security group of these instances, we go to security and then security group. So let's click on it and open up the security group. And we can see that from the inbound rules that we allow SSH from anywhere and we allow HTTP from this security group, which is, if you remember, the security group of our application load balancer. But we actually need to allow also HTTP traffic from our network load balancer. And so we need to click on demo SGNLB. So allow traffic from NLB, and this was allow traffic from ALB. And so the idea is that now with this security group rule, we allow the NLB to talk to our EC2 instances in our target group, and therefore this should help with passing the health checks. So now let's just wait a little bit here to see if that solves our issue. And yes, as you can see now, my instances are healthy. So that means that if I go into my network load balancer now, it has resolved automatically and we refresh and we get the fact that we get a hello world from a specific IP, which is our instance. And so after a while and refreshing, the IP changes. So that proves that we are load balancing to two instances. And that's it. So we've seen the security groups of our network load balancer. It works similarly through the application load balancer and how to change our EC2 security group to really make sure that we also allow traffic from the NLB and not only the ALB, which was right here. Okay, so that's it for this hands-on. Now what you can do to prevent having some costs is just delete the load balancer, the demo NLB. And optionally, if you wanted to, you could delete the demo target group right here for the NLB. And if you wanted to, you could delete also the security groups of the NLB, but I don't think that's necessary. But it's good practice if you wanted to try it out. Okay, so that's it for this lecture. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.